And hello, here we are looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday the 1st of July 2026. My name is Kay and I'm one of your readers today along with Jeanette. Hello Jeanette.
Hi Kay.
And it's the middle of winter, it's the 1st of July. It'll be a race towards Christmas from now, so soon already.
Yes.
Can't believe it. But we have the Festival of Words coming up at the end of July, don't we?
Yes, we do.
So you're busy organising that, you were telling me.
Yes, that's right, yes. And then GBA Quiz Night the week after.
Oh, that's right, on the 1st of August.
Yes.
Horse's birthday.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Well, for all except trotting horses that celebrate their birthday on the 1st of September, don't ask me why.
All right.
So, anyway, I will kick off with 150 years ago. Oh, before I do. Yes. Acknowledgement of where we are recording, which is in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre, courtesy of the Gawler Cultural and Heritage Centre, and we're very grateful for their accommodating us.
Yes.
So, here we go. 150 years ago, talking of accommodation, school accommodation at Smithfield. A deputation on Tuesday morning waited on the Minister of Education to urge the necessity of a public school being erected at Smithfield. The deputation said that such an old established place as Smithfield has the right to be considered, as well as those which have not helped themselves in the past, and equally with the larger centres of population where a number of schools already exist. Yes, well, they wouldn't know Smithfield now if they went around there and saw the number of schools and buildings.
Yes,
and
yes.
I think the old primary school is still operating.
Yes, well, I think so. It's a beautiful old building. In fact, we drove past it 2 days ago.
Ah.
Lovely building. But yes, there was a school, but it was a private school in Smithfield.
Oh, was it?
So, and Mr. Katz was the schoolmaster.
Oh, okay.
His wife, Mrs. Katz, were in the post office.
Oh, okay. So in the Katzes.
The Katzes.
With a K,
yes.
No doubt.
No, C-A-double-T.
Oh, C-A-double-T. Okay.
Yes, yeah. C-A-double-T. So, but yes, 150 years ago is when schooling was becoming public.
Yeah.
So
I know that was the same with the Goldfield schools up in the Goldfield areas up around Echunga where I did my family history.
So, 100 years ago, winter sales. The streets are thronged by eager, hurrying groups of ladies with brown paper parcels and purses full of money, looking in shop windows and on piled-up counters for the impossible bargain. £5.911 reduced to £2.11. And, of course, Murray Street back then would have been so different with just retail up and down. Mm. Even when I arrived here 26 years ago, there was still a lot of...
So busy.
Yeah, it was busy.
Yep.
But now, we've lost all our retail. But yes, it would have been a busy retail hub back.
But even the retailers that have moved off the main street are no longer selling as much because people buy online.
Yes, that's right.
And we'll you wonder whether...
arcades.
Yeah, but is it ever going to swing back to no longer buying as much online? Because I like to try on shoes. I like to try on dresses.
Yes.
And I just sometimes, I've bought stuff online and been disappointed because
I
can't try it on.
Buying ribbons and it's $12 shipping to get them from Tea Tree Plaza, like not far.
Yeah.
But yes, I'd much rather be able to buy them in person, just walk into a shop and buy them.
Yes.
And have that interaction with the staff, you get to chat.
Mm.
When I first came here, I didn't know anyone in Gawler. I got to know all the people working in the shops.
Yeah.
And I was lonely. I'd walk into Gawler with baby and walk along and chat to people in the shops and it was almost like a social day
out. Well, it was,
It was a pleasure to shop.
Yeah.
I don't think buying online takes the place of actually walking into a shop to buy.
50 years ago, Barossa Lions Club handover. Mr. Ray Hoffman was inducted as the president of the Lions Club of the Barossa Valley in a ceremony at the Vine Inn Hotel, New Utapa. Outgoing president, Mr. Clary Maywald, handed the club's charter to Mr. Hoffman during the annual handover dinner, and there's a photograph of two men holding a great big certificate of something, which must be the charter, and I've got no idea which one is Mr. Hoffman and which one is Mr. Maywald, but I'm sure they're both very happy, or were 50 years ago. Wow.
25 years ago, the Queen for Gawler? A campaign by several influential politicians to entice Queen Elizabeth II to Gawler and the Barossa Valley during her Australian visit may have paid off. A source from within the Premier's department said the initial reaction from Buckingham Palace was quite favourable. And she did come to Gawler, and I think it would have been about 25 years ago, that did up the station, had hanging baskets full of colourful petunias.
Did she come to Gawler?
Yes, and there was a social event when she attended.
I don't remember that. Anyway.
And I do remember, Patrick was at preschool because I picked him up, and we went and saw the car drive up Lindock Road.
Oh, okay. Oh, she was heading out to...
The Barossa,
open Chateau Yaldar with the Rose Garden.
Yes, that one.
That's right, yes. Yep. Yes. Yep.
That would have been 25 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Once again, I get the short ones and you get the long ones, Kate.
No, that's all right. 10 years ago, plans revived. Stalled plans to erect a sculpture greeting drivers entering Gawler on Main North Road have been revived after council allocated funding for the project. The Gawler Council will push forward with its $250,000 Southern Gateway Entrance Statement Sculpture project, which was put on the back burner due to a lack of funding. The project was created in 2009 when council engaged an architect to create its landscape concept for the southern approach to Gawler. What is the sculpture at the southern end?
The ploughshares. You know, as you come in, there's the...
it's the ploughshares, is it?
Yes. I'm pretty sure that's what they're talking about, is the ploughshares.
Oh, okay.
Which Alex also thinks look like pen nibs. I think it represents artistic Gawler as well as farming Gawler.
Oh, okay.
Gawler.
I thought it was... I thought they were... Right. Well, there you go. That's it for this week.
That is indeed.
And we'll speak to you next week where Jeanette will kick off with next week's Bunyip.
Until then.
For all light signs.